Got quite a reception here, but there is quite a group of people who don't sort of approve of the thing you do. They seem to think that it contributes to juvenile delinquency and all sorts of things. Given any thoughts to the unpopular side of your audience?
Yes, sir, I have. I've tried to figure it out. I don't see how they could think that it would contribute to juvenile delinquency. Someone that's only singing and dancing. I don't see that. Because if there's anything I've tried to do, I've tried to live a straight, clean life and not set any kind of a bad example. I will say that there are people that are going to like you and people that don't like you, regardless of what business you're in or what you do. You cannot please everyone.
Do you feel that rock and roll, the popularity of rock and roll, will diminish in any way while you're in the Army?
That's hard to tell. The only thing I can say is I hope not.
Is it a relief to get away from all the autograph hounds and the hysterical females?
No, it is not. But once you get used to it, if nobody comes up and asks for an autograph or if no one bothers you, well, then you start worrying. And as long as they come around and everything, you know that they still like you and it makes you feel good.
If you think rock and roll won't diminish in popularity, what do you think sustains its popularity? What quality of it do you think makes it popular?
Well, sir, rock and roll has been around for many years. It used to be called rhythm and blues. And as far back as I can remember, it's been very big. Although in the last 5 years, it's gotten much bigger. But I personally don't think it will ever die completely out. Because they're going to have to get something mighty good to take its place as far as the young people are concerned.
What about maybe taking the wiggle out of it?
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it. That's what happens to me. I can't help it. I mean, I have to move around. I can't stand still. I've tried it, and I can't do it.
Bill, do you feel that you've been very lucky, or do you feel that you do have a talent that most of the other people you meet don't have?
Well, sir, I've been very lucky. I've been very lucky. And I happened to come along at a time in the music business where there was no trend. I was lucky. I mean, the people were looking for something different, and I was lucky. I came along just in time.